Hello and welcome to MMR. Right now you're listening to Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire from the Be Cool soundtrack. You may recognize this as the song that played right at the intro when they're driving the car and has the screenshot of the car right at the front. Welcome to MMR. Today we'll be doing a review on War of the Worlds, and I'll get back to that later. Right now you're listening to Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire on MMR. Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire from the Be Cool soundtrack. Like I mentioned during that song, today's review will be on War of the Worlds, which is directed by Steven Spielberg, which is a remake of, well, first there was, I think, the H.G. Wells novel, and then there was a radio show, and then there was also a movie that was in 1953, and this is the modern version, I suppose you could say. And the cast includes Tom Cruise, who plays Ray Ferrier, Dakota Fanning, who plays Rachel, Justin Chatwin, who plays Robbie, and Tim Robbins, who plays Harlan Ogilvie, who's in the guy in the basement. I don't remember them mentioning his name, but and then the mother is the person who plays Eowyn on Lord of the Rings, Miranda Otto, that's it. And basically, the story is that, there's this deadbeat kind of dad, and it follows his story as they try to survive, an attack on Earth by aliens. So yeah, there's quite a lot of good action scenes, but I don't know. I think it was a little overrated though, you know. Let's see, plot outline. As Earth is invaded by alien tripod fighting machines, one family fights for survival. So that's pretty good. That's a pretty good summary of it. Hold on, here's the full. Ray Ferrier is a working class man living in New Jersey. He's estranged from his family, and his life isn't in order, and he's too caught up with himself. Hold on. I just had to turn off the fan. It's like freaking 28 or something degrees Celsius for all you American viewers. Yeah, okay. Estranged from his family. His life isn't in order, and he's too caught up with himself. But the unthinkable and untimely, the unexpected, happens to him in an extraordinary sense. His small town life is taken violently by the arrival of destructive intruders, aliens which have come en masse to destroy Earth. As they plow through the country in a wave of mass destruction and violence, Ray must come to the defense of his children, as the world must fend for itself by a new and very advanced enemy not of this world. Its inhabitants must save humanity from a far greater force that threatens to destroy it. And, yeah, so that's basically what it was. The original, if you see it, it's pretty similar, except for the aliens look quite different than what it actually was in the original. In this one, they're really tall tripod-type things. And, hold on, I guess I'll play the trailer. It'll be audio, of course, but you'll still get it. There we go. If anyone, you know, you want to find trailers for a movie, a good site is Apple, and then you go under QuickTime, and then under trailers. Or, yeah. So that's pretty good. I'm just looking it up right now. It may take a second to get it downloaded, so bear with me. I know that happened last time. I really screwed up, but you know, this time I'll try to do it better. Crap. Here we go. This is the theatrical trailer of War of the Worlds. I'm playing in a sec, just wait for it. Da-da-da-da-da. And I always do that when I'm waiting for something. Okay, here it's coming, I think.
You
said 8 o'clock.
Hello, Dad.
Get a hug?
Robbie's got a paper that she's yet to begin.
I just gotta type it up.
You just gotta start writing it first. Take care of our kids.
You got nothing to worry about.
That is so weird. The wind is blowing toward the storm.
It's okay.
Lightning doesn't strike twice.
Where's the thunder?
Robbie, you saw the lightning?
Yeah, 26 times on Lincoln Avenue.
You feel it?
We've been planning this for a million years. These are only the first. They'll keep coming.
Am I ever gonna see Mom again in my life?
Who's my son? I know you want to fight. I know it seems like you have to, but you don't. You don't!
This is not a war. This is an extermination.
Wake up!
Alright, so that was the trailer. Obviously, it wasn't a very good one because this movie was a very visual movie. Not so much acting so much, but the visual effects were extremely great, and the acting kind of, I don't really like Tom Cruise, you know, sue me, whatever. I don't know, I think he's been a really big jerk lately. In all interviews I've heard, he's real being, you know, an asshole. I just don't like the guy. I mean, some people just, I don't know, but he's better in some roles than, let's say, his recent movie Last Samurai, which was total shit. And this one was a slight upgrade because, I mean, it's a great story. And Steven Spielberg's a great director. Dakota Fanning was pretty good. She's a great little actress for her age, you know. And Justin Chat, I think it's Chatwin. Yeah, and he is Canadian. So, you know, I know always people are always saying, like, oh, Canadians always know if that person is a Canadian actor or actress or whatever, but I don't know, it's not going to that, I guess. It was, the sound was really good in the theater, but fortunately the theater I was in, the air conditioning was total crap and it didn't even work, and it was like 30 degrees indoors because of the body heat. That's Celsius again, as I said. Not much else about that. I guess I'll go my rating. I'm gonna rate this a lowly 2.5 out of 5. I think just mostly because it was way overrated. It was supposed to be one of the best that I would recommend way more that you go to Batman Begins, which was way better movie. Both story and the effects were great too, and great action sequences. And this one was pretty good, but I think Batman Begins was a much, much higher caliber of a movie. So let's go play some music after that review. Let's see. How about I play some music from the Team America World Police soundtrack? This is the Team America March by Trey Parker, and you're listening to MMR. Obviously, this is all instrumental, but I guess it's still a good song. It's a little long, so I'll get the point with a different song. Here is Freedom Isn't Free by Trey Parker from the Team America World Police soundtrack on MMR.
What would you do if you were asked to give up your dreams for freedom? What would you do if asked to make the ultimate sacrifice? Would you think about all them people who gave up everything they had? Would you think about all them warriors? And would you start to feel bad? Freedom isn't free. It costs folks like you and me. Don't all chip, we'll never play that big. freedom costs a buck of fame.
Alright, that was Freedom Isn't Free by Trey Parker. A good little song. It's a pretty funny movie. I think I did a DVD quick look quite a while ago. But now we got some more music for this. Is from the Mr. and Mrs. Smith soundtrack. This is Tainted Love by Soft Cell on MMR. This is a good classic song from the 80s. So, I'll talk to you guys later in a bit. Yeah, this is Tainted Love. Actually, here, this is the last song. This is MMR Coop DJ signing off. You can email me at mmrshow@gmail.com, and the website, of course, is mmrshow.blogspot.com. It would be nice if you could vote for me on podcastdollar.com, but, you know, you don't have to. So, just stay in love. See ya. And remember, why listen to normal music when you can listen to movie music? Bye. Look for next episode of MMR. I'll be doing a review on the movie Bewitched with Will Ferrell and Nicole Kidman. So I'll talk to you guys then, I guess. Bye. Also, look for DVD Quick Look, next episode, possibly, on Without a Paddle, which is a DVD I just rented. So, like I said, I'll talk to you guys then. See you later.